Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality and even bring things with me.
No way!
That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
National surfing competition here on Luna Beach is in its final heat, and if you're watching closely and have your eyes on the water, you'll see that newcomer Evan Rickert is going to ride the biggest wave of the day to shore in spectacular style. Where did this kid even come from?
This is incredible! Maybe I should learn how to surf for real when I wake up.
Yeah, dude! I'm stoked! This is a righteous wave!
You again? Go away! Talking penguins aren't real, and they don't surf!
It's a dream. Nothing here is real.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I even believe that anymore.
Evan!
Not now, Mom! I'm surfing!
Evan!
Mom, please! I'm having fun! Whoa!
Wipe out!
Seriously, Evan?
I was about to win a surfing competition!
And now we're soaked. The whole room is soaked. Next time, maybe leave the ocean in the dream. Ah! And you brought a fish back too? Get it out of here! Wait, is that flounder?
I don't know. Why?
If it is, we can throw it on the grill for dinner.
Mom, no!
Well, what else are we going to do with a fish on your bedroom floor? Throw it in the fish tank with Sigmund?
Good point. Oh, hey, Dot. Come here, girl. Oh, I still can't believe you're real. And soaked. I'm so sorry.
What's all the ruckus up here? Oh, wow. What happened? Is the roof leaking again? But it's not even raining.
Surfing. And apparently a little bit of fishing.
Ooh, fresh fish for dinner.
Exactly!
Well, I didn't bring any of it back on purpose. Mom woke me up. Why did you wake me up?
I just came to check on you.
Oh, right. I mean, I guess I just fell asleep. I'm so tired. But I have a lot to deal with. So, it's good that you woke me up, actually.
You want to walk me and your mom through it all again? All this dream-breaching stuff? The situation with your new friend, Anna?
Definitely. Let's take Dot for a walk.
Okay, hon. Okay, so what's going on with Anna?
Anna is, well, a dream breacher. Like me, obviously. And right now, she's sort of... Oh, wow, this is really hard to explain. She's sort of in two places. Her body's sleeping. She's with Crowley, who's a very powerful dream breacher, and also her father. He's got a houseboat down in the marina.
And her mind is in the world of dreams?
Exactly. She's sort of trapped there. She's on the other side of the breach, which is like a border between dreams and reality, if that makes sense.
Huh. So when you close the border by having this particular dream that's inside a golden marble, a kilner, rather, because that's what these breachers told you to do, she got stuck there.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought it was stopping Crowley from plotting something awful, but he wasn't plotting. He was just worried about Anna because she was born in a dream and brought back to reality.
So he was worried that... Well, he was worried about exactly what happened.
Yeah. I closed the breach and she's stuck on the other side.
So now you have to open it again? And doing that has something to do with that silver marble you found at the arcade, a silver kilner.
Yeah, it was hidden in Ringmaster's Run, my favorite pinball game. The director of the Dream Academy had put it there, sort of hiding in plain sight for me to find.
I don't know how I feel about all this, Evan. It feels very dark.
Evan!
Oh, hey, Will.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Rickard.
Hi, Will.
Hello, Will.
Hey, why weren't you in school?
I missed school?
We called in and said you were run down and needed the day to rest.
TGIF, am I right?
Hey, did Marco give you that marble? Was it the one you were looking for?
Oh, yeah, he gave it to me. It wasn't the one I was looking for, but I found that one too, so no worries.
Okay, good. I'm gonna go. See you around, I guess. Maybe we'll talk?
Sure. See you, Will.
That was nice. You two are getting along?
I guess we are.
Certainly not the strangest thing that's happening.
That's for sure. So, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up?
Tonight, I sort of want to... I mean, if it's okay with you guys, stay near Anna. Like, stay on the houseboat. Garvin will be there, too. And his husband, I think. They raised Anna while her parents were pretty much in hiding since they were, well, trying to protect her. And it's the weekend, so...
Well, we'll have to meet these people.
Yeah, agreed. I'll bring you to the marina later, okay, Ev?
Thanks, guys. You're pretty much the best parents a dream breacher could ask for. Hey, can Dot go home with you? I want to head over to the arcade and see Marco and Emmy.
Sure thing.
Come on, Dot. Let's go.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
Henry! Where's your other one?
My other one? That's a bit dismissive sounding when you're referring to my second self.
Well, you're right that it's not every day I see someone who was somehow able to make a replica of himself. I mean, how?
That's my secret. For now.
Still don't trust that Henry guy.
Could he just say sorry?
Yeah, he doesn't apologize.
Yeah, no, he just storms in here thinking that he owns
the place. Oh my goodness, yeah, and it's really obnoxious, and it's just the worst.
He got a smell.
There he is now.
Henry!
Hello, friends.
We're not your friends.
You're gonna wanna be. I'm the only person left who can dream breach.
Well, you and the kid.
Evan. Oh, please. That won't last. You'll see.
You're the only one left having any fun.
Well, the kid thinks he can reopen the breach tonight.
Yeah.
A friend of his got stuck on the other side, so we'll see, I guess.
You're gonna try to stop the kid, Henry? Steal the silver kilner?
I don't think he's worth my time.
So, I don't get it. There's one of you here awake, and another one of you in the dream world.
So, anything I can dream up just turns up.
You don't have to be asleep?
Nope.
What's with the big briefcase?
handy spot for things to land so I don't call attention to myself. You know, pulling stuff out of thin air.
So, show us this magic trick then.
What would you like me and my friend on the other side to dream up for you?
Oh, a crisp $1,000 bill.
Ooh. Oh, predictable. But sure, just one.
Make it two. Okay, that's kind of cool.
How about something a little more challenging?
Ooh, a banana!
What?
For real.
Sure!
Okay, whatever floats your boat. I could use a snack myself. Here you go. This is child's play.
Okay. I've got it. A hard one. I want you to produce a combination lock with the combo 10-5-70.
Think I can't do it? Here you go. Test it out.
It works.
Oh, hey. How about a gorilla?
Oh.
You're asking me to dream up a gorilla right here in Lily's tavern.
Mm-hmm. Bet you can't.
Bet I can.
But he won't.
Oh.
The owner does not approve.
Don't worry, Lily. I'm powerful, but I'm not an idiot.
Hey, what's that weird doll in your briefcase?
No weird dolls here.
I saw it. It's like a cloth doll, small, creepy.
Yeah, was there a gorilla in there too?
Yes.
Well, go on and open it and just let me see.
I don't have to answer to you, friend. I don't really have to answer to anybody. I'm starving, Lily.
Hmm?
What's the soup du jour?
Evan!
Hey, guys.
How's Anna? Have you heard anything?
Did she wake up?
I haven't heard anything since I checked on her this morning, no. I'm gonna go to the houseboat again soon, but I wanted to see you guys first.
So she's trapped?
In her dreams?
Yeah. I mean, a week ago if you'd asked me if that was even possible, I would have said no way. Garvin hasn't exactly been telling me everything I really need and want to know.
So do you know how many other dream breachers there are? Like, is it just the small group that you already know, or are there, like, thousands of dream breachers everywhere?
I have no idea. So far, all I know is this. We've all met Garvin. He helped raise Anna, him and his husband Thomas. Thomas isn't a breacher. Anna calls them the uncles, but they're not really her uncles, just family friends, I guess. And her mother is Helen. She's the one who opened the breach when she dreamed she had a child, Anna, and brought her back to reality. It all happened in the glass-blowing studio.
I still can't believe that's a thing that can happen.
Well, it's probably the first and last, so only time it's ever gonna happen.
And that's what started this whole dream breaching thing?
And then her mom went into hiding to protect Anna and Crowley too?
Yeah, and her mom, Helen, started the Dream Academy.
But only ever identified herself as the director.
But, and this is huge. Garvin told me there have been other eras of breaching before this. I don't know a lot about that yet, but I'll find out.
That is so cool.
Amazing. So, wait, Crowley's Anna's father?
Yeah. Helen dreamed they had a child together. Anna.
I'm telling you now, there's no way I'm gonna be able to keep this from my parents. It's too... incredible.
Well, my parents are handling it all pretty well, I think.
So are you, Evan. Really.
Thanks, Emmy. That... that really means a lot.
Seriously, for someone who used to be afraid so much of the time... Even a day ago, you're really rising to the occasion.
Well, I wouldn't be doing any of it without your guys' help.
Well, we're here for you today, tomorrow, whatever you need, let us know.
Thanks. I'm gonna go check on Anna.
Mom?
Yes, Anna.
Can I call you that, Mom?
Of course. That's who I am, and who I've been all along. You have to know, I thought I was protecting you.
By letting me believe you were dead?
It was not an easy decision, but it felt like the best one at the time.
For 10 years?
Yes.
And now?
Now I feel like I have to protect you from this new threat more actively.
Henry.
Yes, Henry. I feel better able to protect you by being here. No one knows a lot about him yet.
How are you still here? At the breach, but on that side.
I'm not sure. But I guess maybe it's because it's my breach. I'm the one who opened it in the first place?
Makes sense.
So I'll stay here as long as I can. As long as you need me here.
Tell me about him.
Who?
My father, Crowley.
What do you want to know?
How did you meet? I mean, here? There? Where?
Oh, Anna. I'd rather share all that when we can sit close and really talk.
I have this weird feeling that he's here.
Who?
Henry, I think.
But the breach is closed. I can't see how he would still have access to dreams. This is why everyone's on edge about him, Anna. Because he's just shown up and he's obviously very powerful, but...
I feel like I know where he is. I feel like I can access his dream. I'm gonna go have a look around.
Anna, please don't. We don't know enough about him.
Don't worry, I'll come right back.
Anna!
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Crowley, it's me, Evan!
Evan. Hi.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
Yes, Evan, don't be ridiculous.
So, how's Anna? Did she wake up?
Afraid not. She's down below with the others. Come on.
Hello, Evan.
Garvin, hi.
This is my husband, Thomas.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
So, you'll dream tonight with the Silver Kilner under your pillow.
Yeah, I was hoping I could stay here.
Sure. Assuming it's okay with Crowley?
Sure, you can stay. As long as your parents are okay with it.
My dad wants to come by and meet you, but yeah, I think I can. So, what can you tell me about the Silver Kilner dream?
If you all don't mind, can you talk elsewhere? I'll stay here with Anna while you all figure out how to get out of this mess you've made.
Thomas.
What? It's true.
Come on, Evan. I could use some fresh air anyway.
I'm coming too.
We don't actually know anything about the Silver Kilmer dream.
How is that even possible?
Well, no one's had it before. I mean, Kilners only came into existence when Helen opened this breach that we're living in. So it's only been a little over a decade.
But you knew how to prepare me for the Gold Kilner. You knew I'd have a dream where I'd have to face down my three biggest fears.
We knew that because other breachers had tried it before and failed.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure I'll be able to do it.
You have to.
Anna's life depends on it.
Where's Helen, anyway?
She checked in on Anna this morning, right after we all woke up from your Golden Kilner dream. But I don't imagine we'll see her again.
If there's one thing Helen excels at, it's hiding.
She actually gave me this Kilner, Evan, for you to have, a while ago. I wasn't sure when to give it to you, but now seems like a good time.
Oh, cool. What is it? What does it do, I mean? This black and white pattern, it's like the cover of a notebook.
Exactly. It gives you dreams about the history of dream breaching. You should know more now that you're, well, in the thick of things.
Thanks. I'll have to save it for another night, though.
Yes, Anna is the priority. Keep that Silver Kilner safe today if it's the only thing you do. This new Henry person is... well, he's a new threat that we don't quite understand.
He locked my friend Naya at the Dream Academy in a closet. And he lied to all of us. He pretended he wasn't even a breacher when he got a job at the Academy.
Does he know Anna's identity? Does he know she was born in a dream?
I'm not sure. I think probably he's starting to piece it together, though. I mentioned her, a girl I met in dreams, before I knew he was a traitor.
Why did you have to go and
see? He didn't know, Crowley.
I didn't know. Anyway, I'm sure Anna's fine. It's not like he can get to her now. You're all with her here, and the breach is closed. When it's open again, and you all can breach again, then we can deal with Henry.
All right, kid. You should go. Lay low. And get ready.
This is the final boarding call for flight 673 to Boston, paging passenger Walker. Paging passenger Walker, gates close in 5 minutes.
Come here often?
Oh, you again. So, who are you? Why are you here? I mean, how are you here?
I could ask the same of you.
I have my ways.
That's not an explanation.
You first.
I'm not feeling very chatty.
Well, I have my own theory. Did you know that one of the most famous breachers, Max Siren, was narcoleptic? Sleep would just descend on him at random, and the night his ship was going to sink, he crashed from stress and dreamed up a second ship in a move so powerful that it opened a breach.
I heard that story, yeah. He saved everyone on board, but his wife was already gone.
A sad tale.
Very.
Very different to how this breach was opened, with the miracle birth of a child born in a dream.
Very different, yes.
That child would be around your age now. Huh?
So I've heard.
He, or she, must be very powerful.
Probably.
So I'm going to ask you again, how are you here?
You mean in this airport?
I mean in dreams.
How do you know you aren't just dreaming me?
If I were dreaming you, you'd be more cooperative.
I don't feel so hot.
Oh?
Are you messing with me?
Did you know that if a breacher is injured in a dream... well, let's just say there could be complications.
I'm gonna go now.
Go where?
Just away.
I'll see you again, I'm sure.
Just talking to the recorder, Anna. Tell us about your dream.
I was on the beach. It was windy and cold. I missed Mommy. I was collecting shells, and I found something purple in the sand. And I picked it up, and it got warm and soft in my hands. I rolled it around and around and around. It was melty and not sharp. I just did that until it became...
Who is it?
Emmy and Marco. Hi, Naya.
Come on up. Hi, guys.
Hey, Naya.
Hey.
You see Evan today? What's going on? How's Anna? And what about Henry? Has anyone seen him since he escaped the arcade?
I still can't believe you were able to lock him in there long enough for Evan to find the Silver Killer in Ringmaster's Run.
Me neither. And I'm so mad about it all. Henry was lying to me for a long time.
He is a bad dude for sure, but no, we haven't seen him.
Thankfully.
I've got to be honest. He scares me. More than any whaler I've ever heard of. He told me he'll still be able to breach even when the breach is closed. Henry says he has a friend on the other side and can breach in real time without sleeping. With everything going on with Anna, I haven't had a chance to tell Evan, to warn him.
We'll have to tell Evan, so he can tell the other breachers, right?
Absolutely. But with the breach closed, I'm not sure there's anything spy hoppers can do.
So it's just Evan?
Just Evan. Unless he can successfully dream the breach open again. Emmy, can you help with this box?
What are all these?
Oh, they're dream recordings. Anna's.
All of these tapes have Anna's dreams on them?
Yes. Apparently, she was instructed to start recording what she remembered of her dreams at a very young age.
By the director?
Well, her mother was in hiding, right? So it would have been the people who raised her.
The uncles?
I've been listening to them, sort of out of order, and...
Naya?
Yeah?
I mean, it'd be one thing if we didn't know Anna, but now we do, or, I mean, at least Evan does. Shouldn't you have permission?
I hadn't thought of that.
I think that's the right thing to do. Ask Anna what she wants.
Yes, totally. I took a few home with me, but I'll bring those back.
In the meantime, Naya, we were thinking there might be something in your database about the Silver Kilner dream that Evan's going to attempt tonight.
I've looked. There's nothing about the dream. There've barely been mentions of the Silver Kilner at all.
I wonder if Henry knew anything about the Silver Kilner dream.
I still can't believe he was working here, and I didn't suspect he was a breacher. A traitor. A whaler right under my nose.
But it sounded like the director knew?
She certainly suspected. She moved Kilners out of the safe before he decided to take them. So they're just regular marbles that he stole.
Akron's.
Yes, Akron's. Anyway, with the director, Helen, missing in action as usual, how am I supposed to run the Dream Academy alone?
We could help.
Yes, we could totally help.
I don't know, guys.
Please, I want to try to learn more about the old ship that Evan dreamed up, and...
And Evan has this box of things he brought back from his dreams when he was little, and I want to help figure out what they all mean.
And whatever you want. We'd be like interns.
Exactly.
I would have to look at my budget.
We'll be volunteers.
That's the spirit.
I like the intern idea. I'm sure I can come up with some way to pay. Let's do it.
You gonna be okay, Ev?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I promise your son is in good hands, Mr. Rickard. We won't let anything bad happen to him.
It's my daughter that Evan is helping. I'll do everything I can to help him.
Well, I hope she's okay. And I know Evan will try his best.
We really appreciate it.
And we're grateful for your trust.
Okay, then. I'll see you in the morning, Ev. Okay? Call any time if you need me to come get you, or anything.
I will, Dad. Thanks. And tell Mom not to worry.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask you, Evan. The dream you had, the one where you found the ship. What else can you tell me about that dream?
You were there when I dreamed it. You all showed up.
Before that, before we got there, you didn't meet anyone.
No. Why?
It appears to be Max Siren's ship. And if you've never heard of him before you had that dream and brought his ship here, I'm just wondering, that's all.
Well, I didn't meet him. But I mean, who is he? Also, how would I? Isn't he dead?
Well,
yes, but there are some powerful breachers who live on in dreams, and they formed a sort of governing body. He retired from the Ancient Order, and that's what they call themselves, years ago.
AODB! The symbol in the ship I dreamed!
The Ancient Order of Dream Breaching. Yeah. Anyway, the dreams the History Kilmer will show you will be illuminating, I'm sure. Just, well, not tonight. Tonight, the Silver Kilmer, and only the silver.
Agreed.
Crowley's got you set up in a drop-down bunk near Anna. Let's head down.
Hello, Evan.
Thomas, hi. How is she?
About the same.
So, you're all set to sleep over here, Evan.
This looks great. Thanks. Oh, I brought my noise machine. It helps me fall asleep.
Anything you need. Thomas and I are going to head home, but I'll be back before you wake up.
And I'll be up on deck all night, keeping watch.
Keeping watch for what?
Let me be the one to worry about that.
Well, Lily, that soup was most excellent.
Yeah, Henry, thanks.
So, what's the big idea, Henry?
Yeah.
I know you're not going to use that briefcase there for bananas and gorillas. So, what's the plan?
The plan is chaos. The plan is revenge.
Oh, I like revenge. Revenge is fun. But who exactly are you going after?
Yeah.
The list is long, friend. I should get started.
What are you doing, Henry?
Oh, back again, huh?
Couldn't stay away.
Something like that. Why are you at an airport? You don't seem to be going anywhere.
Well, not yet, no. But I do love a good airport. So I'm just sitting here, waiting.
For what?
To be called to action.
What action? What does that even mean?
Oh, it'll be more fun if you find out on your own.
I feel funny.
Oh, that's probably on account of the knife in your stomach.
There's no knife in my... Oh. Wait. No. That's not real.
What is real, really? Are you even real, Anna? Or did someone only dream you? Oh, wait. I feel like it's coming. I feel like I'm about to be... needed. Yes. It's definitely starting.
Okay, Anna. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm going to sleep now. And I've got the silver kilner under this pillow. Which is not a very good pillow. At all. Honestly, this bunk bed? Not great. Oh, and I sort of feel a little seasick. So, houseboats are clearly not my thing. But here goes nothing. Here goes me trying to reopen the breach. So, I'll see you in the morning, Anna. I hope. Okay?
Okay, dancers, we're gonna change the mood for a minute here and play a slow one for you. So find a partner and sway along to this swoony song for the ages.
I'm gonna see if Emmy wants to dance. Unless you were gonna.
No, I'm good. I don't really feel like dancing. Why am I even dreaming about a school dance? I mean, I know there's one next week for real, but... Oh, it sounds like a nightmare to me.
Don't be ridiculous, Evan. You're dancing. Come on, Emmy, grab Marco.
Anna? Do you go to school here now?
Come on, Marco. Let's all go.
Oh, yes! I'm up for it, sure.
What are you waiting for, Evan? Let's dance.
I'll try. I'm sorry. I'm terrible.
Ow!
See?
Well, don't worry. This isn't going to last much longer anyway. The floor's about to...
Everybody out! We've got to get out!
Got out of there just in time.
What even was that?
Building collapse. But it was just a dream. And now, here we are.
The breach! And look! There's a new little round slot next to the gold kiln I put in the wall to close the breach. Maybe if I just put the silver one...
Afraid you're going to have to be taller to reach that.
I need a ladder. I can just dream one up, see?
I see that the dream seems to want you not to be able to reach that slot for the kiln.
How is it doing that? Moving higher and higher. And also, I'm pretty sure the silver kiln dream is not supposed to have a talking penguin in it.
Rude. But fine. I'll go.
You sure you don't want help? It looks like if I sat on one side of that enormous seesaw, it might lift you up and...
Seesaw? What? Ugh! I need to concentrate, and I don't want help from a talking penguin! Anna's beach! No, I don't want to be here. Not this time. Silver Kilner dream.
Hi, Evan.
Anna, you're not really here, are you?
No.
Then how do you understand what's happening better than I do?
I don't think I do. I think you understand fully. You're intuiting it.
But intuiting what?
You can only reopen the breach if someone else helps you. It has to be the breacher that knows you the best.
That means you.
It means me.
It's like a failsafe, to make sure I'm doing the right thing. But how do I even find you and get you to come into this dream?
You have to go into my dreams and tell me.
But I've never done that. I don't think I'm strong enough.
Then get strong.
Anna, don't leave!
You said it yourself. I'm not even really here.
Anna, no! I need you!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.